Hey, Gayton, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good. Hey, I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone, but you are my favorite character on Stranger Things. I'm not just saying
thanks,
that.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Thank you.
This whole Stranger Things phenomenon, though, is pretty crazy, right? I mean, it's like you're on Broadway, you audition for Stranger Things, you get the job, Netflix releases it, and then next thing you know, you're an instant celebrity, right? And you can't go to McDonald's without being recognized and whatever.
Yeah.
And that's got to be pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, it was, especially in the beginning because of how swift the transition was.
So Stranger Things gets released. When is the first time after it's released that you are recognized for playing Dustin?
It was probably about a couple days after the show had come out. And I was in a town close by to my town. I was hanging out with a friend of mine. And we were outside. It's when Pokemon Go is like still really popular.
Right.
And we were playing Pokemon Go out by the lake, by at the park by his house. And I got recognized a couple times by a couple people I had already met, but they didn't even remember that they had met me before. Because like nobody really cared before then,
right.
I guess. And
right.
then,
don't you feel special,
I recognized
right?
her a couple times.
Yeah.
And then it was like about like 5 or 6 people, actually. And I was like, whoa, that's kind of weird. And then I just escalated from there, just kept on going. I don't remember there ever being like a spot where I didn't get recognized after that point.
That's incredible. And I feel like most people wouldn't know how to handle that, right? Like if it happened to me overnight
don't know how to handle it.
But you're doing good with it. I mean, it's like you got a superpower all of a sudden, right? All of a sudden now you have this huge audience and the social media following all this stuff. And it's really like having a superpower because you can use that power for good or you can use that power for evil. And you are using it for good. And one of the things you do, I just read that article about you and Millie, that kid that threw that Stranger Things party. And nobody showed up. And just with a single tweet, you made that kid's day or year, maybe, or life. Who knows? You know, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're also raising money for CCD Smiles. What is that?
Well, it's an organization that is helping people with the condition cladocranial dysplasia, such as myself. I have the condition as well. And it's a genetic bone condition that affects pretty much every bone in the body. And it can really negatively impact somebody's life when it comes to the growth of their bones and their teeth. And a lot of people aren't educated or aren't really educated about it in the dental field or the medical field. And so they don't really know what they're talking about when they do procedures on people with a condition like extracting their teeth and saying that their grown-up teeth are going to come in. And it actually happened to me. I got my teeth extracted and they were saying that they're going to come in eventually. And it's been about 6 years and nothing's happened. And so finally they're doing the right procedures with people who are experienced. And I think the main goal is to help raise money for people who can't afford these surgeries and these procedures, and also to educate, most importantly, the doctors who are working with people with the condition. Because if you don't really know what you're talking about, it's going to be hard to treat them properly. So it really is just about educating everybody.
I bought your shirts. I hope to donate more money to this. Because it is, if you don't know what you're talking about, like you said, how can you treat it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right, let's get off of Well, first off, let me ask you this. Are you guys filming Stranger Things 3 yet?
No, we're not. It'll start filming soon, though.
Okay, cool. Let's get off of that, and let's talk about your music, because I didn't know you were in a band.
All right.
When did this start?
A couple months ago, actually.
You were hanging out with some friends. You're like, hey, let's put a band together.
Kind of, almost. Well, my brother's a drummer, and he's been drumming for about over 2 years now, and he's been doing a really good job. And he's had nowhere to go with it, because you can't really get solo gigs as a drummer. And me and my sister both sing, but neither one of us play an instrument as of right now. Hopefully I can pick up the keys or something, because we already have 3 guitarists. But so my brother wanted to play or something and play gigs, and so he contacted his friend Matt from Jazz Band, who's the bassist for Jazz Band, and we called him over. And then we contacted a friend of ours, Chad. He's actually a rhythm guitarist now. And we've been close with him and his family for years. His father was my drama teacher. And he came over with his friend Griffin, who also played guitar. And they just started hanging out. And then me and my sister went downstairs and started to sing some of the songs that we had known. And it just took off from there. We started playing some covers. And right now it's mainly what we do. But we're coming out with original stuff now. And hopefully we can get out there, you know? just have some fun. That's really all this is about, is just having a little bit of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And say you did it, right? You don't want to look back when you're 60 and be like, man, I should have started that band when I, you know, when I could.
Yeah, right.
So you're touring with your family, essentially, right? And your friends, like people that you grew up with.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. We're all very close.
Yeah, and you guys are coming to Dallas April 6th at Gas Monkey Live, which is, no lie, it's probably 2 minutes from our studio. So we will be there.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad to hear it.
You'll also be at the Dallas Fan Expo as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the band name? Because I don't know it.
Work in Progress, we're called.
I like
because
that.
Because we are one.
Do you have music online or no? Not yet.
No, we don't have any music out yet. We're in the early stages of writing. We have a couple songs finished, but nothing that we've really recorded or released just yet. We kind of want to release our music once we have... We don't want to release any singles. We
right.
want to make sure that we release songs in a... I wouldn't say album, because I mean, an album takes a while, but maybe an EP. You can find us on Instagram, Work in Progress, and you can just type in Work in Progress, it'll come up.
And then one last question, and this might be a stupid question, but I want to know. There's no such thing as stupid questions, right?
Well...
I've asked enough, actually. Over my career, I've asked enough stupid questions. But if you weren't playing Dustin in Stranger Things, right? If you had an opportunity to play any other character in the Stranger Things universe, who would you play and why?
I'd honestly really, really want to play Hopper.
Yeah.
Just because he's got so much mystery behind him. He's the most mysterious character in the show. We know basically nothing about him.
I would agree with that. That would be a fun character to explore as an actor, right? I mean, because
he's got a big history. Like, he's fought in the war, we know. Like, we don't know much about that past. And we don't know what happened to his daughter.
Right.
We don't know... how she died or why he left his wife, like, and why he's been so alone, like, we don't know anything about him.
Well, maybe you'll play the Stranger Things reboot. Maybe you'll play Hopper in the Stranger Things reboot in, like, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
who knows?
You know, they always reboot stuff, right? Hey, do you know my friend Chester Rushing? He was on Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know Chester.
I know Chester, yeah. Did he do impressions when he was with you on set?
Impressions? I don't remember impressions.
He's a master impressionist. So I don't know if he's coming on Stranger. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be on the third season. But if he is, ask him to do some impressions. He would love to do those.
I want to see him. He's such a cool guy.
He really is.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's doing big things too, and it's well deserved. I like to see good people go do big things.
Definitely. He deserves it.
Gayton, I appreciate it, man. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.